This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are Dukes and Bell. Say it with us, everybody. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging down out here at Napa Auto Parts, Jonesboro Road. And, Mike, look at the line for these Falcon flags.
What a crew. What a great bunch of people, man. We got some guys. One guy, Carl, he had photos of us from the paper football flipping contest at Andretti's, man. So these
wow.
Guys are loyal listeners. It's so funny. We got some lovely ladies taking some pictures. Guy's like, hey, can you take the picture? So on his name thing, it said Suede.
Okay.
He goes, you're the only guy who's ever gotten it right. I'm like, what do they think you are from Somalia? Like Suede? You know? But so shout out to Suede. He's a big listener. And Donnie, Ricky, Danny. It's like the Mickey Mouse Club. Jimmy.
Wait a minute. Ronnie, was that the new edition?
No, this is the new edition. Yes, Southside new edition right here. But great crowd. They're getting their Falcon flags. Freddie the Falcon is here. Reps from the Falcons as well. So come on down, guys. The flag giveaway goes on until 7. We're on the air till 6, and then it's Chris Thomas, but you can get down here to 7 at the Napa on Jonesboro Road in Mara.
All right, Falcons play Sunday, we know that. We talked to Rick Stroud earlier in the show. He covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, has covered the NFL for 30 years. Great guest. If you missed the interview, go check it out. But one of the things he mentioned, Mike, is speaking of being down an offensive lineman, they are going to be down an offensive lineman, and Tristan Wirfs, who's one of the best offensive linemen in the league, is probably not going to play. And a guy named Charlie Heck is his backup. Now, we've talked a lot about our backup and Elijah Wilkinson.
Who the heck is Charlie Heck?
So this is the thing. And he laid out Charlie Heck. He said, look, played practice squad guy last year, comes over. But he's saying, and I think Tampa fans are saying the same thing about their O-line right now that we're saying. Can this guy hold up? How much pressure does he put on Baker Mayfield to have to get rid of the football? And is he going to be able to run block the way that they are accustomed to with Tristan Wirfs being in there? I don't think they are. So that's one thing. Then the other thing he pointed out is, Mike, one of their wide receivers and Chris Godwin will probably not play.
But I've been telling you all offseason, just from what I'm hearing from our buddies JP and from texting with Rick, they love Emeka Egbuka from Ohio State. And you heard, did you hear Rick gushing about him?
He did.
So that's a weapon, guys, we're going to have to account for. Now, this gets into how does our new secondary, whether it's going to be Watts and Bowman, in addition to Hughes on the one side opposite A.J. Terrell, this is a guy they're going to probably use all over the field and look for mismatches or look for quick hits and use his athleticism and speed the same way we're going to use, when he's 100% healthy, Darnell Mooney and or Ray McCloud.
What's up, Darnell? And the good news about Darnell is, Mike, he was back at practice today. Again, everything is trending in the right direction.
Right.
But we could sit here and tell you, and I don't know if we'll be able to tomorrow, to say, expect to see Darnell Mooney starting on Sunday against the Bucs. I'm not ready to go there. Does he play? He even said today, we will see. That was Darnell Mooney as he spoke to the media today. Let me hear it, Big O, back at the studio as we're down here. Napa Auto Parts, guys. Falcons handing out the flags for the season. And Freddie, the Falcons down here. And I mentioned this. They are also doing this in Douglasville. So if you can't make this location, you can go to Douglasville location and also get your Falcon flags. Let me hear what Darnell Mooney said today.
We'll see. Well, it's a game time decision. Got some things we got to, look at the end of the week, but Like I said, I'm feeling good.
He's not playing.
Game time decision.
He's not playing.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I just like the G Money and Day Day and that's you know, yeah, man, I'm amped. We'll be ready. Now that's game time. Now unless Darnell's just on the low key kind of tip, but your spidey sense.
It's a game time decision.
Now again, for you kids out there, when you ask your dad or mom, "Can we go to the store? I want to get a toy," and they say, "We'll see."
We'll see.
That's adult
no.
for no.
It's a no.
We'll so see.
I'm
going to
we'll
say see.
That's
it.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay, so today he was as they listed him for practice, and whether you buy into this or not, but all teams have to put these reports out. So there's full participants, right? Full participation.
Right.
And then there's limited participation. Darnell Mooney was listed on there because of the shoulder injury. Clark Phillips is listed on there because of the rib. And we know both of those guys have been ailing and right. trying to get back. A.J. Terrell was on the limited participation group today, but it's not injury related. He was resting.
Okay.
They gave him rest.
And
that happens with veteran players sometimes. And then Ray McLeod was on there. But he's not injured either. He was also a guy that was given a day to not go as hard because he's coming off of those injuries that he was dealing with.
But that's why we also carried 7 wide receivers.
Yes.
And Kadarrell Hodge was also dealing with some injuries. So that's part of your special teams unit too. But that's why Casey Washington going to be a big part of this, offensive attack?
Mike,
if he
plays like he practiced in camp,
right.
then he can contribute. But he's not going to be a main factor, and that's the part where we get back to Pitts.
Right.
I'm not expecting Casey Washington to have, 150 yards and 2 touches. But he could have 6 balls, maybe 8 targets or something of that nature, depending on what the game plan plays out to be. But I don't even know if that's asking too much. The reason why I bring up this limited participation thing is you got 2 guys on this, and if you saw this and you looked at it, you went, oh, A.J. Terrell's hurt. No, he wasn't, and neither is Ray McLeod. But Clark Phillips and Darnell Mooney are still on that because of the injuries they're trying to come back from. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we talk about the Falcons and this matchup with the Bucks coming up, by the way, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to join us to talk some college football, talk about the Dogs as they get ready for Austin Peay. If you missed our conversation with Barbara Dooley, unbelievable stuff from Barbara today, as she always shows up and shows out. It's online as well at odyssey.com. All right, Mike, let me ask you this. Falcons run game. We got to establish the run. The Bucks held the Falcons to 73 yards rushing last year. Game 2, we ran for 129 yards. Now, the irony to both of those games is we won both.
Right.
But we know how we won one versus the other, right? If one felt like, oh, my God, it was a miracle catch run for Kadarrell Hodge. But we got to be able to run the ball. I don't know if, Mike, if we only rush for 73 yards on Sunday.
No, I think you got to run for more than that. Maybe in this, we don't even talk about his name. It's Tyler Allgeier. Tyler Allgeier can always move the chains. But Tyler Allgeier in some of those situations. And, again, I think finding that mix. And Zach Robinson, we always said about Shanahan, the 2016 season, knowing when to go with Devontae Freeman, knowing when to go with Tevin Coleman. So let's get those guys. Let's get Allgeier in the mix too, because he can. This is the last year we got him. Might as well use it or lose it, right? In that mix over the course of 17 weeks. But, yes, establish the run. Can you run to the right side with Elijah Wilkinson the way you normally would with Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry? We're going to find out. Can Bijan?
You got to try.
And I want to see Bijan swing pass. Bijan quick hits. Bijan out of the backfield.
Well, you're talking to Zach Robinson.
Yeah, man. But I want to see some imagination.
Action. Some action.
I'm not going to say the line about certain things shaking with kids in the crowd, but you get the idea. I want to see some action. But there are ways to mitigate some of that pass rush, especially if the heat's coming from that right side.
Let me ask you this. This is something Jesse Bates said today in regards to our defense. And I was going back and forth, and I want to give the brother some credit because we were just talking, and I jumped into a conversation that he was having with Mark Raimondi about Jeff Ulbrich. And yesterday we asked Coach Ra about Jeff Ulbrich, and he said, look, here's why I trust him, and this is how our relationship came about. But a guy named Brian – we were going back and forth, and he was like, look, I'm going to wait. This is his last comment. I'm going to wait and see approach. I'm not being negative, not being necessarily positive. I just want to see it unfold because the trust factor is lacking based on what I saw last year. I said I had no problem with that. But I also think Jeff Ulbrich brings more experience than the guy we had in here in Jimmy Lake last year. So to say that and then to hear what Jesse Bates said today, and I'm just reading this, Mike. Bates was asked about Jeff Ulbrich. Now, you tell me, I don't know if he's taking a shot or he's just stating facts. But he says, the thing about Jeff Ulbrich is we're talking about a guy that actually played 10 years in the league.
Right.
And there's a difference for a guy who's seen it and been there versus a guy who hadn't. That's Jesse Bates.
Talking about basically, in essence, if you read between the lines, what we knew from about the fourth week of the season, that Jimmy Lake wasn't the man for the job.
Yes.
And that was, again, this goes back to when guys get on me, they go, man, why are you so hard on Coach Raheem Morris all the time? I said, well, I mean, putting your staff together is part of the overall grade. And when you've got a guy that you've got to take over for because he's not cutting the mustard, that's not part of your job. You failed that area. So, in Jeff Ulbrich, if we don't remember, guys, remember, he literally looked like a pro wrestler when he had the Mohawk playing for the 49ers. Jeff is that kind of linebacker with the crazy eyes,
yeah,
like Vrabel and all that. So, he has the experience. So, he's got the respect of the guys in that room. That's interesting. That's a very interesting quote.
It is. And you're talking about one of the best safeties in the league. But what he's telling you is the experience is there. That's what he's telling you. And here's the quote. He's somebody who played in the NFL for 10 years. It's a little different when it's someone who's been in this seat. So hopefully that plays into our favor.
Hey, man, we got a team that we're pretty high on. Rest of the country doesn't know what we are yet. I've said that a few times because guys keep asking us about why are we underdogs. And it's funny because great factoid, I had this to start the show, so I'll bring it up one more time. Basically, underdogs, guys, because the first week, remember some teams don't get to play all their starters in the preseason? Sometimes that might be the favorite. In this case, for us, we are the underdogs. But it is interesting, when you look at the numbers, underdogs actually do better, Carl, in week one. And division underdogs are really good. A divisional underdog since 14, 37-15-1, 22 games over 500 as the dog. And by the way, week one underdogs are 20 games over 500 since 2000. So a dog like us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Slightly at 2 points, it seems like a good play. I'm going to take the Falcons.
What about the Cowboys?
Cowboys, that number is way too big, and that's why a lot of folks like you say take Dallas, because it moved up to 9.
It's crazy.
Or 8.5 in some books.
That's crazy. Hey, man, we're coming back. Mike Griffith is going to join us from Dog Nation. What should we expect with the Dogs? Dialing up a little bit more this week as Tennessee is looming. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.